Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. Three suspects were arrested in Neukölln yesterday morning during a major raid in connection with the break-in and jewel theft at the historical Grünes Gewölbe in Dresden. The Dresden Public Prosecutor's Office announced that the arrests were made by special forces in Berlin, and the accused were charged with aggravated gang theft and arson in two cases. A total of 18 properties were searched in Berlin, including apartments, garages, and vehicles. Per authorities, almost 1,640 police officers were deployed, and their measures focused on the search for stolen art and possible evidence, such as storage media, clothing, and tools. In addition to the police forces from Saxony, special forces from the federal government and the states of Baden-Württemberg, Berlin, Brandenburg, Lower Saxony, North Rhine-Westphalia, Saxony-Anhalt, and Thuringia were also involved in the measures. Berlin Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel praised the investigative work of all those involved, stating, quote, "The outstanding work of the Saxon and Berlin police forces was rewarded today. We are glad that a great success was achieved in the investigation of an art theft. The investigations have links to clan criminality. This is why I am saying quite clearly today that this is another signal to the scene. Nobody should believe that they can ignore this state and its rules. The rule of law is the measure of all things, and it alone enforces order. It does this more resolutely and more cleverly than some criminals believe." Unquote. In November of 2019, unknown persons had stolen artworks of immeasurable value from the famous Grünes Gewölbe collection in Dresden. They entered the Residenzschloss through a window and within minutes stole historically valuable jewelry from a display case, then fled in a car, which they later set on fire. The crime attracted great international attention, and since then, a special commission has been investigating. Mitte is the first metropolitan area to become part of a corona antibody study for the RKI. Director Claudia Santos-Hovner remarked that starting yesterday, up to 2,000 residents will be included in the study for about 3 weeks. So far, almost 950 of the randomly selected people have agreed to participate. The volunteers will be given a throat swab and a blood sample. The swab will be detected for an acute infection and the blood sample for antibodies. The detection of antibodies is considered an indication of past infection, and the RKI is hoping for information on the number of unreported cases and the proportion of symptom-free infected persons. The first results are expected to be available at the end of January, beginning of February of 2021. Asma Hamuda, head of the Department of Infection Epidemiology at the RKI, emphasized that Mitte is one of the hotspots nationwide, with more than 350 infections per 100,000 inhabitants in the past 7 days. Data also shows that almost 2% of the people in Mitte have been affected. In an interview with Radio 1, Mitte Mayor Stefan van Dassel explained that the 2,000 participants were selected by a random generator via the Register of Residents. He added that due to the high incidence value, the mood in the district is currently, quote, not good, and that the public health department there is working at their limits of its capacity, despite increased staffing. Looking back on the corona situation of the summer, van Dassel was self-critical. He believes that politicians should have taken, quote, more restrictive measures at the time. Currently, however, he added that he has the feeling that people are largely following the rules to contain the virus. Berlin police officers may expect a more relaxed working day today as they organized of a planned demo against corona policy and against changes to the infection protection law have canceled their meeting in front of the Reichstag. According to information from the Berliner Morgenpost, the organizers of the Netzwerk Impfentscheid, or Network Vaccination Decision, feared violent behavior by extremists. The initiative had distanced itself from extremism in its appeal under the motto Stop the Infection Protection Act, and then announced that it would not tolerate violent acts. Nevertheless, neo-Nazis and Reich citizens had also mobilized on the internet regarding the demo. Today, however, a march will take place in protest against the proposed amendments to the Infection Protection Act. Starting at 9 a.m., the approximately 1,000 participants are to move from the corner of Wilhelmstrasse and Dorotheenstrasse in the government quarter to Friedrichstrasse, and numerous counter-demos have also been registered. Mayor Mueller has given Berlin restaurants and theaters, which are closed due to the corona pandemic, some hope for possible cautious relaxation. He remarked to RTL and NTV yesterday, quote, "There's a great desire to make something possible for gastronomy and culture. But if we do, the possibilities will be very limited, with conditions and measures where only very few people can come into contact with each other," unquote. He said that there must also be planning and predictability for this, adding, quote, "I believe that this is very important and also gives a bit of hope. We have to see that many people support our measures. It's not about constantly telling them what can't be done, but about making things possible." At the same time, Mueller is pleading for keeping schools and kitas open and stated, quote, "We have a situation nationwide where we see the dynamics of infection, but it is so weak that we are still in the lower range in terms of pure infection rates among students and teachers," unquote. Against this background, he said, further protective measures must be taken, however, at educational institutions, concerning not only the use of masks, but also of corona rapid tests to better protect teachers. At the halfway point of the partial lockdown to contain the pandemic in Germany, the minister presidents of the German states met with Chancellor Merkel in a video conference on Monday. No new binding restrictions for citizens have yet been agreed upon, but on November 25th, the roundtable will discuss how to proceed in the coming weeks and months. And lastly, thank you to Alan for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more info about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.